Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch back tomorrow. Today we have ESPN's Jason Wilde. Really appreciate you stepping up for Tausch this week, Jason.
I do it on a fairly regular basis. I'm going to try not to get too emotional,
right,
as I say goodbye to you guys.
I've appreciated our time together. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to play something for you. I don't know if you were in the news or yesterday. I think it was actually during your show, but defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who is new this year, was just talking about the environment at Packers training camp, and it reminded me that we take things for granted. Here's Hafley.
Shoot, I left last night late, and I think people were tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night. We ended practice at like 12:15. I mean, there's people tailgating in our parking lot at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Practice has been over for 6 hours.
What's funny to me, Wilde, is that he was surprised, and we are not.
Yeah, because as you said, like, he's new here, and so he hasn't experienced that before. I mean, this is a guy who has worked in the NFL, has worked in the college game, was a defensive coordinator at Ohio State. We know Ohio State fans are passionate. Was a head coach at Boston College. But, yeah, I know who he's talking about, too, because it was Sunday, and there was a group of people. They had their kids who must have been, like, 3 or 4. Riding their little bikes. They had put up those temporary tents that you have at like a soccer game to keep the sun off of you on your bench. And they put down like AstroTurf on the pavement. I mean, they were dedicated. So when you put in that much work, I assume then you have to feel like you have to stay long after practice has ended.
On the business of defense, at least as far as Hafley is concerned, everything that I'm hearing out of camp is defense looks good. I mean, again,
we're talking about practice.
But defense looks good.
It does. And while there's kind of this pre-expectation of, well, the new defense, everyone's going to talk about how great it looks. I think this is more than that. I really do. I don't think this is just happy talk with a change. There was not this kind of conversation going on when Joe Barry came in. Frankly, this is the most excited I've seen defensive players since they got Dom Capers in 2009. And I know that there were those that, as Packers fans, who got frustrated with Dom, and that came during the Twitter era and the hashtag of fire Capers. But if you remember, in 2009 and 2010, they were one of the best defenses in the league, and offenses really struggled to handle that fire zone blitz. So they were aggressive. People were really excited. The players were excited, and they were really good. And it feels eerily similar to that.
What did you say? 2009 and 2010, and I'm with you. That's the last time as a fan I thought we had a defense that you went into a ball game with and was like, wait till you see what we're going to do to you. Wait till you see what we're going to throw at you. That a team would actually look at, I mean, we've gone the full gamut now of being on the other side. We're like, offensive teams can't wait to come in here and play us last any number of years. It's been a minute.
Yeah, and the only other time that I can remember where their defense was really impressive was in 14, and it was in the second half of that season. Remember, they had injuries, and they had to move Clay Matthews to inside linebacker, and he was fantastic there. In fact, there were some of us who thought maybe he should move there to prolong his career. But during the second half of that season, they were the best defense in the league. Unfortunately, that was the year, and I hate to bring this up because I'm going to get too soon from some people, but that was the year of the meltdown in Seattle.
Oh, it's not.
See?
That one was, I feel like, in terms of where that one ranks, and I know more was on the line because that was a trip to the Super Bowl, but I was at 4th and 26. That one hurt more because that one also was over. Like, I was like, all right, we're going to North Carolina. We're going to play, you know, we're going to play, and we're going to, that was like the team of destiny, the season of destiny, and we're going to roll. I don't know. Which one hurt more for you?
No, it's got to be 4th and 26 because, and you nailed it with the destiny thing. That was the year they go to Oakland and they win after Favre's father passed away, and the whole team rallies around them. They get into the playoffs because of that miracle catch by Nathan Poole for the Cardinals in Arizona against the Vikings.
Gave him a key to the city in Green Bay. I was there.
Right. and then they had the Matt Hasselbeck, we want the ball and we're going to score in overtime, and Al Harris picks him off for a pick six touchdown. So, yes, even Brett Favre, I'll never forget this. I asked him, you know, do you believe in this team of destiny stuff? He said, I don't believe in that, Jason, but there's something going on here. And then, obviously, something went on in Philadelphia that put a stop to it.
Ugh. Jason Wilde of ESPN, really appreciate you, man. Good to catch up.
Wait, what a great note to end
and
my
otherwise
time.
Good, though. Otherwise, have a good one.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Take care, man. 757 on Wisconsin's. Well, I didn't mean to do that to us. 4th and 26, he brings up. My bad.